Hello, this is Rocky Flats from KGLR 95.3 FM. It's like 4 in the morning. We're at Palapalooza. Is it 4 in the morning?
4:30-ish
in the morning. We're sitting here with Zion and, I'm sorry?
Russ.
Russ from
Boombox.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hello, everyone.
So, you guys just got off stage. How do you guys feel, first off, about that performance?
I had
a damn good time.
It's a special place.
Way cool spot. I mean, definitely magical spot around the rocks and everything.
Right.
Very, very cool.
Sound travels nicely.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds cool. Not every place that you play outdoors sounds cool to the musician on stage. This place sounds cool. Feels cool to play in.
You know? Right. How'd you guys feel about the audience? You like the audience tonight?
Yeah, they were cool.
Yeah.
Getting down.
Nice.
And a lot of people that we haven't seen, you know, we see a lot of kids from Colorado here, but a lot of kids we haven't seen, so that's cool. We always like fresh heads, newbies.
Nice. So you guys have two albums out. You have Stereo, and what's the next one? I don't even know.
Stereo is actually like the single, I guess you could say, from our album, Visions of Backbeat.
Okay.
Yeah, Visions
second
of Backbeat.
Record, second record's Downriver
Stereo's
Electric.
Stereo's my favorite song, so that's why.
You know, we get that a lot. A lot of people, you know that record Stereo? It's like, wait a minute, we didn't put out a record called Stereo.
Right.
But anyway, Vision the album is called Vision of the Backbeat. Yeah, we put out in like 2005. And like Z said, we just put out a record last summer called Downriver Electric.
Downriver Electric. Now tell me about that album. How many tracks?
Eight, nine. Nah, I don't know, right off the top of my head.
I think maybe nine.
Maybe nine.
Okay. Yeah. So how do you guys feel about that album? I haven't heard it yet, so give me a review of your own art.
I think that captures a good, it's like a good snapshot of where we were, you know, last summer. Because the way we recorded it, you know, generally we kind of, you know, build this thing like a puzzle in the studio. We cut the live tracks, you know, in a studio, then go back and kind of piece things together and build this set. Kind of what we're doing with the EP we're working on right now.
Right.
But with Downriver Electric.
Fuck.
Sorry. You gotta do it.
That felt great.
I've been waiting years to do that shit on radio.
See, we get that all the time.
Yeah. Awesome. But, you know, when we recorded Downriver Electric, we were kind of pressured to get the record finished by a certain date. And so we went in and we set up just like we do live, and then just ran through takes the way, you know, a band would back in the day.
Sure.
You know, and people actually recorded to tape and that kind of thing.
Right.
Which we are doing. But and we went through and just found the takes that we liked, and we kind of, you know, did some, you know, overdubbing and stuff on those.
Sure.
And that was pretty much the record. It was cut, I don't know, maybe 3-4 days in the studio, and then we went back and maybe mixed and edited on another session.
Nice.
But very, very quick. Not the way we typically work. We chisel away and carve at this sculpture for quite a while, a lot of these tracks. They go through multiple revisions and different versions and shit like that. So.
Sure.
And also, we're working on a new EP right now that's going to be out after the first of the year.
Okay.
Working title, Lost Ya.
Working title. Right. Not
but,
set
it's going to be
stone.
4 or 5, you know, tracks that we're working through live and kind of, you know, kind of getting a feel for right now. So.
Sure. So tell me about the songwriting process for you guys. Like, lyrically, do you write the lyrics?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you come up with the inspiration for your lyrics? Where are you coming with it?
First of all, I have to be patient.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes it'll take me, you know, a week to write a single line.
Right.
And I guess a lot of the word, the way the word is shaped around the melody and the rhythm.
Sure.
Can sometimes actually, you know, dictate what the actual word is. And then it creates this sentence. You know, I don't know. I don't know.
I like that, actually.
Well, it's cool, but it makes it feel very natural. Z's never presented a song
come out of,
that the lyrics felt awkward to me about. You know?
Yeah.
The
lyrics
feels like they're just,
the sound
they're just
very
natural,
well.
and like if you listen enough to the tracks, that those lyrics will come out.
Right, you know? Right. All right, so tell me about future shows. Where are your next shows coming up?
Out of here, we're headed to... Montana.
Okay.
In Idaho, and some kind of new places for us, places we normally don't tour.
Sure. Just trying to get the sound out there.
You know, we've made the loop around the country quite a few times now, so we're trying to make it bigger and more interesting loops and stuff like that. You know,
right.
Completing a few dots that are long drives for us. And,
right.
You know.
You can say fuck again.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right.
Feck.
There you go.
Feck.
I think she said feck. Yeah, it's all good. The guy walked in and just saw a bunch of guys saying fuck backstage. Like, what are these guys doing? What the hell?
I think he had a message.
Probably had a message for us.
Okay. Coming up after your future shows, do you guys have anything longer term down the road? Where do you have any long term plans for the band?
We want to cut records, lots of them, and travel to as many places as we can all over the world.
Right.
Keep our mortgages paid.
Yes, yes. You know? And get those people moving, man, because you guys do that very
But we're really
well.
Trying, you know, like I said, we've made the loop around the States quite a few times now. Right. We're really trying to reach out of the continental United States and out of the United States, you know, in general, really. Sure. We're playing our first gig New Year's Eve out of the country in New Zealand.
Nice.
Which is kind of big for us. We're very excited about
it. Yeah, that's awesome.
It's going to be a cool time. And hopefully there's more and more of that.
Right.
But we're getting ready to throw out a lot of tracks.
Right.
You know, so...
Nice. Now, do you guys plan on any, like, single releases on the internet before the album release or anything like that? Like a YouTube posting?
There'll be at least one single out before the end of the year.
Okay, you know? Right. Nice. I look forward to that. Yeah. Oh, Scruffy, DJ Scruffy, by the way, has a...
He doesn't have a microphone, so
he doesn't. We only had three, so, you know, we're like that.
We're underprovided because we're pirates.
I like that response.
My only question, I like to ask artists this, if you could do anything to change what you do to make it better, what would you do? What would you do to improve your shows, to music, to promotion?
My gut instinct, and this may sound kind of weird at the beginning, but hear me out on this. If we could do anything, it would be like stop touring for a while so that we could just block ourselves in the studio and just create and that kind of thing without...
Right.
Because sometimes touring is... We play a lot of shows, man. And traveling, it wears you down. You get home. You really want to be with your family and not just be a dick when you get home and like exhausted and just run right in the studio. You know, our family's really...
It's hard to use that to create the songwriting process when you're working.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you say the thing that we would change. I mean, it would be like either like magically stop time for a while that we could just lock ourselves in a place in a studio and just, you know,
that can be done.
I mean, I would want to be able to completely get rid of my ego on stage to where it's just the I does not exist. And
that's a great answer. I like that. That is good. I wish I could do that.
The more that we get out of our head.
We get in the way of the music.
Yeah, we do get in the way. If we're on some weird trip or we're uncomfortable or that kind of thing.
The more we can get out of the way
and just let this thing come down
but
the pipe.
But it's a mastery thing trying to get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
And for sure.
Let it happen.
That sounds like soul training, man. It sounds good, honestly. Well, sounds like maybe something, the way you speak of it, you might need, you know?
Well, we search every night, all the time.
Right?
You
know? That's good.
On that note,
oh,
cheers.
One more thing, though.
As pirates,
we always have to ask this question. How do you guys feel about people pirating music off of the internet?
At this time of night, I'm not even going to get into it.
Good answer.
I mean, there are people that are always going to pay for shit, and there are people that, you know, are going to take shit for free. So, you know, whatever.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Right? I'm gonna go check out my stuff. You're just playing music.
Yeah, we're just playing music, and after we're done with it, you know, like live shows, I don't mind. People pirating, you know, records and shit are not that big of a deal.
Right.
I mean, it is, but... There are always going to be people. I always pay for my shit.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I still contribute to the artist or whatever it is. Even if I download it for free or whatever, I'm still going to go back and buy it or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
I always go to the performers I like to see and try to and pay for the performance, you know? Right. It seems like that performance is the way that the future is going to go as far as, like, the industry goes. Because people are always going to be stealing music, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I think a lot of artists are really having to focus on touring and making their living from touring.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking about I want to take time off from touring because that's a huge part of our income.
Right.
You know, we do sell records. You know, we're very blessed that we can, you know, pay our bills with record sales. But, I mean, you got to be out there touring and hitting fans to keep a machine as a viable product. Like, we are still here. If you're not touring, people are like, what happened to that band or whatever?
Right.
You know, I think that the future, the music is, since everybody can create shit in their bedrooms now, the laptop and shit like that.
Exactly.
People want that live experience to separate just this guy who's manipulating something that someone else created in GarageBand or that kind of platform versus the guy who's recording and actually a true artist. So I guess both of them are artists in different ways.
Sure.
You know, I think the live show in the future is going to be probably the main focus for a lot of artists.
Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to go, too. All right, well.
Yeah, man. Enjoyed hanging out.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. And, hey, would you mind doing a drop for the radio station real quick? Just say, like, yeah. Hey, this is Russ from Boombox, yeah. And you're listening
What's the station again?
It's Green Light Radio.
Green Light Radio.
Yeah.
All right.
95.3.
95.3.
If you can remember.